Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. Talking to the Ohio Valley with a local voice.
All right, more with Carly Dittmer and Patriot activist from Fulton, the neighborhood, and Wheeling. So we've been talking a lot about some of these problems and these homeless people who are more than happy to talk with you. What are some of the most surprising things you've learned about the homeless? Because they do talk with you. Because you actually, unlike the, you never see reporters go down there.
I don't see any
photographers,
anybody go
video.
Down there.
Why is it that the newspapers, these failing newspapers, a billionaire Bob who hates Trump, by the way, Jesus, does he hate Trump, and a billionaire, I mean, he inherited it, of course, and these TV stations, why do you think it is that they never go down there and do what you have been doing, taking pictures, talking with these people? Why do you think that? To me, it's one of the most amazing things about the lack of any journalism here in the Valley. You've got this great story, great visuals, great everything. You're down there. You're taking incredible pictures. You are talking with these people. They're talking with you. Have you ever seen the news media down there?
The news media in this city is now far left.
Oh, yeah.
They won't talk to me.
What?
They won't talk to me. When Brenda Dainhart was still here and somebody said, you need to talk to Carly, oh, I think maybe better just let it go.
Jesus. And now what about this new DEI hire? Any better? The news director, the new news director from NPR?
I have no idea.
Well, they haven't reached out to you, even though you've been down there.
Right.
But you never seen any reporters down there?
There's nobody down there.
No pictures? They should be showing pictures and videos of all of this stuff.
They don't want you to know what's going on down there. This is why when the people speak at city council, they cut it off. Because we're saying things that they're not telling us. Going to a city council meeting is like going to a school board meeting. Oh, we've done this, we've done that. Oh, look at this, look at that. Do you know, I saw the reporter that comes and sits at the table for the city council meetings.
What do you mean the reporter?
I guess he's from the newspaper, the gentleman that sits there and writes the notes and then puts it in the paper the next morning.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. He's sitting there with a sling on his arm. I kept saying, I'm going to, if everybody's going to trip on this new streetscape. You can't step up from the street.
Oh, it's horrible.
I said, what did you do to your arm?
Yeah.
He said, I broke it. I said, how, at home? On the new streetscape.
I predicted this.
I went up to Mr. Heron.
Yeah.
Well, we're supposed to put a fence around it. I said,
put a fence around the streetscape?
It's a little late now.
The streetscape?
Why couldn't that have been me?
All those different tripping things. You could trip over any one of these things.
Anyone. You can't get across the street for a curb that's like this. So who breaks their arm?
The reporter.
But a reporter. And he's not going to do a doggone thing about it.
He's not going to report it.
No.
You know, I made a prediction here as soon as I saw what they did to Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And my background, it was, of course, broadcast and journalism, but it's also the mall business. I was a marketing director, the marketing director, for a major mall in Florida for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, major, over a million square feet, two levels under roof, 88 acres. I mean, it was a big, big, serious mall.
Right.
And every morning, I'd walk with the general manager, Frank McGuire, great guy, and we would walk the mall, and Frank, with his walkie-talkie, would be talking to maintenance, saying, okay, you got to clean this, you got to fix that, this, that, and the other. And so I became very aware of anything that could lead to slip fall,
yes,
you know, claims and all of that. I took one look. I mean, Carly, I'm not making this up. I took one look at Main Street when they pretty much finished it. And it was like,
it's like an accident waiting to happen.
You got to be kidding me. All of this
stuff. What do people in wheelchairs do?
Oh, it's terrible.
Strollers.
What's going to happen when there's snow and you can't see the snow because part of it is that edge that comes
That's
up.
Right.
And then it's a trough in there where you can actually step into the trough where
into
the vegetation
the trough
is.
Yes.
And this is like all the way up and down the sidewalk.
It wasn't even done. And I thought, what in the
exactly,
world?
Exactly. And especially older people. Especially handicapped.
Like me, with my arms and
still,
my legs.
But you're still very spry. You
but
can
still. You can't see sometimes.
You can't, I agree with
and
you.
And look, that gentleman's even younger than I am.
Yeah, well, and I predicted this on my show. I said, look, this is just a slip fall waiting
to
happen.
I did the same thing.
It's unbelievable.
And I didn't have to have your education for working in it. It's just common sense.
Exactly right. Yeah, common sense.
But that's
sense.
What
yes.
this city, I told them, the problem with you, you don't look at the bigger picture. You don't know what's going on right in front of your nose.
Yeah.
I said, when I sent that email that you better be looking out for these illegals coming here.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll never have them. I said, you don't have the homeless problem solved. Oh, so we'll never have them here?
Exactly.
I'm sitting next to one at MedX.
Exactly. Exactly.
We service them on a daily basis. Well, where are they staying? That's a block from my house.
My God.
They can't think.
Is he one of those gangs from Venezuela?
Who knows? He said he was from Venezuela with a translation. Are you legal? No. How long you been here? 2 weeks. I walk up and they said, Carly, we service them on a daily basis. So I said to him, where are these people living? This is my neighborhood. But remember, it'll never happen here. I said, when you see a map that they're surrounding you, are you not looking at that? You don't have this homeless problem. Now we're going to have these blue cities. You can't get rid of them now.
Yeah.
Either the homeless or the illegals. How many people have to die? How many of these kids walking the street are going to be mugged by some of these people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or these hopped up nuts that are just running through the neighborhood.
How disappointed are you in Denny Magruder as a mayor? He's a good man. He's a wonderful man. His
love him.
Wife is the best. Denny's the best. But as a mayor.
Please, everybody, you have got to make a stand and be in cement. This is where I stand. That's why I'm telling you.
Because he hasn't done taken a stand on anything.
Before I bend. I am not going to let anybody. I don't care.
Actually, you have broken. You're broken all over the place.
Well, I'm broken another way. But, I don't care the death threats, whatever. We have law for that. They took care of that.
Wait a minute. What?
Oh, I had death threats even threatened my grandson.
When was this?
After the drag exposure at the Heritage Port.
Anybody arrested?
They just went and talked to them all.
And the death threats stopped.
They actually had death threats with their names on it. This is what we're dealing with here.
You got to be kidding.
You want to mess with ours, we'll mess with yours. And I had a picture of my grandson. They had my name, address, and phone number. The Wheeling PD had to sit across the street from my house for weeks.
These people are so evil and so stupid, they made death threats and included their names and targeted
and
your granddaughter, grandchild?
Me, so they were putting my grandson. Now my daughter was livid.
And the city still did not arrest them?
Well, I gave them the information. They've got it on file. They've got their names. But no, as far as I know, they didn't arrest them. And I didn't ask them. I just don't want to be threatened.
I want to make sure I wrap my mind around this, Carly.
I have it in writing.
They made death threats aimed at not only you, but your grandson.
My grandson.
They included their names because they're just remarkably stupid human beings.
That's exactly right.
You take this to the Wheeling Police Department.
And the prosecutor's office.
And the prosecutor's office, and they weren't arrested? Jesus. This is...
Don't worry.
Unbelievable.
I'm very heavily guarded, even by citizens that I didn't know.
Plus all your firearms, too, and your firearm training.
Yes, my firearms ready to go, and my Doberman, my hungry Doberman.
Jesus.
You're not going to get through him. Answer the door, Tobias.
My goodness gracious. It's absolutely
this is a crap I've been through.
Yeah. Has Denny Magruder taken one stand on anything to fix anything in the city that you know of?
No, I've heard that my bridge is on the schedule, which I've been hearing for 100 years. My playground hasn't looked at the 70s. It's on the...
Has he done anything about the homeless?
No.
Anything about even...
Nobody down there. Ben now twice has said, we've spent too much time and too much money. I said, Ben, I told you that 2.5 years ago, and I was a jerk for Jesus. Remember? I was a jerk for Jesus.
Did he ever apologize to you for him saying that?
He says, now it wasn't about me. It was about somebody else.
Another jerk for Jesus.
I said, Ben, I'm the one that was standing up there talking.
Jesus. He can't even apologize.
I said, I didn't even hear it. Everybody else did, including the radio station.
No, he can't even apologize properly.
He doesn't do anything wrong.
It's unbelievable. I don't know what they see in him on the island. I really don't. I don't know. In any event, look, Any other things that the homeless have told you that surprised you, that we can share this with people? Because no one's covering this story.
The whole thing, that it doesn't surprise me, but these people actually know they're not being helped. And those girls will come in here and say, oh, they don't tell you that. Then listen to the interviews from the other states. They're not helping us. How do you call that help when they just keep sending them to the same places over and over and over again?
Well, that's by design, because I've shared on the
show. NGOs that Trump are defunding.
Non-government organizations.
And Catholic Charities used to be a great organization until Rosemary Ketchum got to town.
Mm. What happened then?
And then Rosemary got involved in the board, is what I understand. And even with the cat issue, there's a woman standing up there because Rosemary's at city council. Well, you are against the cats like you are the LGBTQ.
What?
And I'm like, what the heck are we talking about here? Had to bring that in.
Yeah. Because the whole thing with the cats, and again, the shame on city council and shame on Mayor Magruder, who's a nice man. I mean, he's a good man.
Very good. They don't come any better than Danny.
Well,
me. His whole fit. Well, you, of course, you're number one.
I mean, come on, I'm right here, right, Carter. Right. Come on, but he's right up there. And Barb is just, you know, the best.
The whole family,
they're lovely people. Yes. They're lovely people. I supported him. I was there generations, and then he said he blows me off, saying I don't need you. My brain trust says we don't really need you. But hey, thanks for what you've done. And I'm going, what the hell?
But no, we need people that aren't spineless, that you know, if somebody's going to toss remarks to them, it just has to roll off their back.
But the way they kick the can down the road with this feeding the feral cats.
Oh, they're going to charge you now. They're going to ticket you. Yeah, the people that feed them, or not the ones that feed them, but the ones that don't clean up the trash, they're going to fine you. If you leave a styrofoam plate there or a bowl, they're going to have you on camera, and then they're going to ticket you. They're going to find you.
Well, if you're feeding stray cats, I've got no problem with that.
Right.
Good for them.
Right.
But that's so, you know, I had Julie Larish here last week. Belmont County, Hoof and Paul. Very good lady. And she said that there's plenty of grant money out there for capturing, spaying, trapping, spaying, and neutering these cats.
Yeah.
And that eventually will take care of the problem.
WeBark does that.
Sorry?
WeBark also does that. She was there, the woman that's...
Okay, but that was for dogs, though, right?
No, cats.
That's for cats also.
Yeah.
And Julie said that there's lots and lots of grant money available, and she reached out to the city, and I followed up, checking on her, and she said they never called her back. Because she would help them get a person.
Does it sound like the Norman Wood story?
Exactly.
Because there is a problem, and all of these tree-hugging, money-making projects make jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They're out of a job. You know that girl? I watched that. No, Dimitri, we don't want you running our camp.
What girl are we talking about
here? The two women that were in on after me from down at the homeless situation, and you said, I'll run the camp for you. She goes, no, please don't. We don't. You said, well, I'll have
it. Oh, here in the
I'm
studio,
thinking,
yes.
You and I get down there, give us a month problem solved.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell them to give us a trial run.
I reached out.
I said, for free, I'll do it.
Well, I wouldn't do it for free. But I
would
reached
do
out,
it for free.
I wouldn't. I reached out to Bob Heron. People think this is a goof. This is for real. I reached out to Bob Heron, and I said to him in writing, how do I apply for this thing? I've got 4 years experience in the mall business. I know I can clean up that camp. I absolutely know that. And, you know, litter, this, that, and the other. I'd take pictures of every homeless person, front, side, everything. Take pictures of all his crap that he has there with him, his pets. I'd make a catalog of every one of them. I'd have people, a police department patrolling the camp with drug-sniffing dogs. I would have the health department there for violations. In other words, I would make sure that every law in the city is being enforced that camp.
And
that's all you have to do. That's all you have to do.
You need their names. Where are they from?
Exactly.
When did you arrive?
Take their pictures.
Did they ever leave?
Exactly. And Bob Heron said, well, and I'm paraphrasing here, the city has not authorized any money for this, and it's got to be done by one of these homeless, and I'm paraphrasing
No,
here,
it doesn't have
homeless
to be.
Advocates.
Well, that's and Ben Sutter calls that being Big Brother.
I actually applied to be the manager of that camp. And I know, I absolutely know, they would have a better quality of life with me than they have there now, because I would ensure that the rules are being followed.
That's right.
Okay, look, we're almost out of time. Quickly, how do people get in touch with you, Carly Dittmar, a patriot activist from the Fulton neighborhood of Wheeling?
I am on Facebook with a picture of my grandson, Carly, C-A-R-L-E-E, Dittmar, D-I-T-T-M-A-R. My email is small letters, C-J-D-I-T-T-M-A-R@iCloud.com.
And you're also, okay, you're on Facebook, and they can also call you or not?
Yeah, they can call me.
What's the number?
304-559-8673.
Once again, the phone number is
304-559-8673.
Okay. Well, Carly, I appreciate, again, all your time, all your efforts, taking all these pictures, letting people know that even the homeless understand they're not really being helped, even though they have all of these different programs here that keep an awful lot of people employed.
Right, exactly.
So keep staying on top of this. We'll get you back on and keep fighting the
good fight. Yeah, we may be showing flood pictures next.
You probably will. Carly Dittmar, real American hero.